Mets are ahead 1-0 heading to the fourth, and Jacob DeGrom has looked great so far. Time now for the top of the fourth. Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Mark Carrig is in the booth without a fedora, by the way. It's a crazy cuckoo kind of night here, Dig. Everybody wearing fedoras down beneath us. Your old colleague Mike Kerwick would have loved this tonight. Ryan Braun, the batter, and takes on the outside corner, strike one. Mike was famous for always wearing a fedora, regardless of whether or not it was hip at the time.
Every day.
Miss you, Mike. And we'll talk this inning, I'm sure, Mark, about DeGrom and about the Mets hitters needing to show up, too. The pitch is outside to Braun, 1-1. We'll start with the hitters. And obviously, at some point, you figure things are going to circle back around here. 1-1 delivery. It's swept foul down near third, 1-2.
So that's certainly the hope, but I think it's going to be interesting because the question is still open to me. Is this what they actually are? And if it's not, how much, you know, is a reasonable expectation for what can be improved? And honestly, I think the jury's still out on that question.
Kicking the 1-2 to Braun on the way, sizzling outside 2-2. Well, most of that 11-game win streak was built without David Wright, some of it without Travis d'Arnaud. They were 13-3 to start the year, so we saw that part of them. They're 7-13 since then. Here's the line in the 2-2 from DeGrom. A rip and a miss. Down goes Braun. The fastball to finish him off. So one down in the inning. Adam Lind coming up. Let's quickly pause for station ID on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.
I'm Bob Brown on WOR New York. Thunderstorms are forecast for much of the area this evening. Some of them may be severe. Details coming up after the game.
Lefty Adam Lind at the batter. Nobody on, one out. Josh Lewin, Howie Rose, and Mark Carrig from Newsday visiting with us here in the top of the fourth. Rain indeed is in the forecast. Winding the pitch to Lind, 294 batter, cracks it on the ground to first. Duda's got another one. Soaks it up on the third hop and goes to the bag. Two down. And Ramos Ramirez coming up. You know, we threw out that 7-13 note, and it reminds me, I guess, Mark, that that's exactly what the Washington Nationals were to start their season, 7-13. And now they're, of course, the kind of the hot team du jour, but I guess the big issue is, have the Mets seen the last of their ruts, or are they still in it, I guess, is the question.
That is a great question.
Pitch to Ramirez, swings right away and belts it to the left. It's foul into the crowd, 0-1.
There is a danger, though, to making too much out of these streaks. It is still relatively early in the season, and I think just watching the team, I don't think they're as good as what they were when they won 11 straight, but I think they're better than this, too. So, you know, it sounds like a kind of a cop-out answer, but the truth is, I think, is somewhere in the middle. You know, I think we've seen some extremes to this point, like you mentioned earlier. That winning streak was built without some of the best bats in the lineup in there because they were on the DL, but, you know, that was not going to last forever. So I think we're seeing a big-time correction here, but I don't think they're this bad either.
0-1 coming to Ramirez, swings and he pops it foul back this way, 0-2. Rain starting to come down at Citi Field. The Mets ahead 1-0. Jacob DeGrom has got to get back to form, and so far tonight anyway, he looks that part.
He and Worthen worked really hard on some mechanical things they saw in the video, and I think it's paying off tonight.
0-2 pitch, curve in the dirt, 1-2.
What's amazing is sometimes these guys, it's little small things. And in Jake's case, in his last start, he was just bringing his arm back too far. And that's a product of trying to overthrow and maybe putting some pressure on himself. But it looks like he's corrected that a bit tonight.
1-2 pitch, swinging a foul back. Is there anything you think to the psychology of, hey, I was rookie of the year last year, I want to prove to everybody there's no such thing as a sophomore slump?
Yeah, even if it's subconscious, I think that's definitely true. Being around players, you know, they put so much pressure on themselves, especially when there's expectation, which has been the case with Jake.
He's ahead tonight, 1-0. Bases clear, 2-out, top of the fourth. Pitch to Ramirez, slugged in the air to left field. Kadire under it, though, looking up through the raindrops. Shy of the warning track, makes a safe two-hand catch to retire the side. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
Mark Carrig from Newsday, off to get his fedora. Bada-bing. It is 1-0 Mets to the bottom of the fourth on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.
Discover the Newsday digital experience with the new Newsday app. From baseball to football, Newsday delivers the region's best news and sports coverage 24-7. Whether at home or on the go, the Newsday app keeps you informed with award-winning coverage of your favorite New York sports teams from Newsday's top sports.